Universal, an MCA company. The gloomy deep sea depths. Wreckage is strewn at the bottom of the ocean. A Joseph Sargent film. The depths give way to a concrete wall. On the surface, a harbour comes into view. Jaws, the Revenge. The surface water ripples. The harbour draws ever closer. Lorraine Gray. Lance Guest. Disused lifebelts lay scattered on the sea floor. Mario Van Peebles. Karen Young, introducing Judith Barcy as Thea. Lynn Whitfield. Lights shimmer through the surface of the water. Mitchell Anderson. The harbour is close now. And Michael Caine as Hoagie. Casting by Nancy Naor. Music composed and arranged by Michael Small. Theme from Jaws by John Williams. The harbour's supporting pillars are embedded in the ocean floor. Associate producer Frank Bohr. Editor Michael Brown. The houses are close up. Yachts and sailing boats are moored at the jetties. Production designer John J. Lloyd. Director of Photography, John McPherson. Based on characters created by Peter Benchley, written by Michael de Guzman. The jetty's wooden pillars break up the surface of the water. Produced and directed by Joseph Sargent. A fisheye stares blankly out, steam plumes as the fish cooks.
Stop that! Stop what? I'm not doing anything. Ow, that hurt!
Serves you right. Will you cut that out?
I can't help myself.
You're almost as sneaky as your father was. He was the tomato thief of all time. I know what you're doing.
I'm hungry.
I'd let you finish dinner before you eat it. Chop this.
Sorry, fellas. Oh, Mom. Tomorrow night, we're going with Tiffany to buy a Christmas tree.
Okay, but a small one this year. Watch your fingers.
No way, a big one. Ow, shit!
Are you okay?
Yeah, it has flavor.
Hello?
We don't want any.
Thea who? I know it's Thea Brody. How many grandkids do I have? I know you can use the phone by yourself. You're a big girl.
I'm 5 years old now, Grandma.
I know you're 5 years old.
Hiya, kiddo. How you doing down there in the sunshine?
I'm fine, Uncle Sean. I went swimming today. I'm taking lessons.
She already swims like a fish.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, bro.
The fish. Check it.
No way. You check it.
Hello?
Come on, let me talk to you.
What's going on?
Your grandmother is a slave driver. Tell her to be nice to me.
Did you get the book I sent you?
Yeah.
Hey, hello. Ask the big doctor about his job. Tough life, you Bahamian beach bum, playing in the water all day.
I heard that.
He heard that.
Good.
Hey, how come you get to leave early?
Because my desk is closer to the door.
I don't think that's funny.
A big one.
A small one. Your brother's not going to be
Merry
here.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Jim.
Merry
don't
Christmas,
forget egg time, Thursday night.
All right, okay. We'll be there.
We are getting a big tree, and we're getting out all the old ornaments, and we're going to do it right. And we're putting out cookies and a bottle of beer for Santa.
All right, we'll do it all.
All right.
Tiffany, do you have any idea what a madman you're marrying?
Yes, I do.
I got to go check in.
Okay.
See you later. Love you.
Bye. Me too. Don't be late.
Yeah.
Sean Brody enters a whitewashed building. The sign reads, Amity Police Department.
That bad, huh?
We're out of decaf, we're out of petty cash, and we're out of requisition forms.
Anything to do before I go home?
That man keeps calling about his training film. I can't convince him we don't have a SWAT team.
Good night, Polly.
Amity Police Department. Hold it!
Sean reopens the door.
Dock pile and drifting in the channel. Maybe it'll just keep on drifting till it goes away. It's stuck on a channel marker.
Good night, Polly.
Hold it!
Sean enters yet again.
Coast Guard's busy and has to be cleared before the fishermen come back.
Where's Lenny?
Out to Ben Master's place. Cow tipping.
Cow tipping?
Claims kids come by at night and tip over sleeping cows. They're not giving milk.
Okay, I'll take care of it.
Deputy Brody will take care of it personally.
Call home. Tell him I'll be late.
Cow
tipping. Choir girls line the harbor steps. A band plays right next to them. Sean Brody drives up in the police jeep.
Where the hell are the wise men?
Good luck, Harry.
I'm gonna need it with this bunch.
Sounds better than when I was a shepherd.
He pulls on his yellow sou'wester.
You're supposed to be in costume. Jesus!
I'm over here!
Sean makes his way to the jetty and clambers aboard a police boat. He starts up the engine. He releases the rope mooring. He maneuvers the vessel into the open water. He illuminates the murky water using the boat's spotlight. An object is jammed against the red flashing channel marker. Sean steers the boat towards the marker. He shines the light on the object, which is still wedged against the marker. The spotlight picks out a large driftwood log. Sean switches off the engine. He grabs a boat hook. He heaves the marker towards the boat. He twists the length of rope into a lasso. He reaches for the driftwood log. The surface of the water ripples. A great white shark launches itself out of the water, jaws gaping. Blood spurts as the shark rips at Sean's flesh. The shark vanishes. Sean collapses onto the floor of the boat. His sou'wester is torn to shreds. His arm is missing.
Oh! Oh, God!
The side of the boat is decimated. Pieces of wood float in the water. Sean surfaces.
Ah! Help! Ah!
He is dragged under the surface. He resurfaces. He is hauled under once more. The police boat sinks slowly. A froth of blood bubbles to the surface. The mangled piece of driftwood appears and bobs in the water. The morgue. A body wrapped in a white plastic bag lies on a gurney. An officer unzips the bag. A slight, blonde-haired woman, Ellen Brody, looks on. She averts her eyes from the corpse. The weeping officer picks up Sean's effects.
These things, I thought you'd want them.
The officer holds out Sean's gun and belt and a blue box to the shell-shocked Ellen. Ellen backs away. She flees from the police department. The silver-haired secretary, Polly, sobs. Ellen Brody stares out to sea.
Home?
Michael.
Where's Mom?
She's been out there for hours.
How's she doing?
Polly shakes her head at the bearded man, Michael Brody.
We've just come from Tiffany's house. Poor girl, the doctor's had to sedate her.
Friends pat Michael on the back and clutch his hand.
I didn't recognize you, Thea. You're so grown up.
Uncle Sean is dead, you know. Will he ever come back?
We'll talk about that some more later.
Would you like something to eat?
I had a hamburger on the plane.
Oh, we can do better than that. How would you like a funny bone sandwich?
How was the airplane ride?
Good. The lady gave me 2 lollipops.
Ellen clasps her eldest son to her. Her eyes are screwed shut. Michael rests a reassuring hand on Ellen's head. She looks up at him. She grasps his head. They lock eyes.
It came for him.
What?
It waited all this time and it came for him.
Michael frowns. He holds his traumatized mother close.
You guys must be starving. I'll make some fettuccine.
Sit down,
I'm making dinner. You should sit in here and relax with Michael. Really, Ellen, there's nothing left to do.
Ellen hauls the pots from the stove. She rattles them around, dropping a crock pot on the floor.
I want you to get out of the water.
What?
I want you to give up that terrible job.
Come on, Mom. You can't be serious.
Damn right I'm serious.
We're just getting started. We just got our first grant last...
I don't want you anywhere near the water.
Mom, you're upset. Come on, just... Come on and sit down, will you? We'll get dinner.
I don't
it's
want
right.
anyone in my family anywhere near the water. Never again. Never.
Hey, come on. You can't believe that voodoo. Sharks don't commit murder. They don't pick out a person.
It picked up Sean. It killed your father.
Dad died from a heart attack.
He died from fear. The fear of it killed him.
Mom. Listen to me. There's never been a great white where we live. Ever. It's one water. They don't like it. It's
your brother's
it's
dead.
Shallow.
Your father's dead.
Ellen storms off. Michael's blonde wife, Carla, stares across at Michael. Michael gawks.
It was a piece of wood. It was a shitty piece of wood.
Michael. He was just doing his job.
Michael and Carla, both in winter warmers, traipse along the sandy beach.
Daddy can make me laugh sometimes. He was always tagging after me with the kids, you know. He always wanted to do it.
Michael sprints off down the shoreline.
Hey, where are you going?
Nowhere!
Carla watches him run. He races into the distance.
Everything, there is a season, and a time to every purpose.
Hundreds of mourners gather around a flower-strewn coffin.
A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill...
In her mind's eye, Ellen sees her husband and an infant Sean at the kitchen table. Sean mimics his father's every action.
A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time...
At the graveside, Tiffany sobs.
A time to embrace. embrace and a time to refrain from embracing.
A snowy Amity street. The sun is shining. The snow has melted off the road surface.
Oh, you're going to spoil her.
That's what summers are for.
Why don't you come down to the island for us?
I can't do that.
Come on, Mom. No, get out of this cold, time of beer.
Yes!
Come here, you.
Carla swings her young daughter Thea into her arms.
Want to know what I think? I think it's a wonderful idea.
Yes!
Come on, Ma, at least consider it. I mean, you should get away. You shouldn't be alone now.
Yes!
Hooray!
If we hurry, we can catch the 4:30 ferry.
Today?
Today.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can.
The ferry chugs out of the harbor.
Swing me!
Okay. Oh, my back!
Well, I know this is a tough one. I'll take her. Oh, my God, she's too heavy. Help us, Daddy.
Okay, here we go.
Michael picks up his daughter and jiggles her up and down. Ellen turns away. She breaks down and cries. She leans over the railings and sobs convulsively. The boat glides out to sea. The gnarled piece of driftwood lies beached on the shoreline. Ellen, now sporting shades, gazes out of a plane window. She is lost in thought. Michael and Carla shoot each other a glance.
My mother always told me if God had intended us to ride parachutes for fun, we'd have been born with free tickets.
I never said that.
Yes,
Michael.
You did.
August. Where do you come up with these ideas?
Where's the lady who brings the soda? They have them on the big plane.
There's some coffee in the thermos.
I'm too young for coffee. Oh. Can I drive?
Yeah.
Sometimes my father puts me in his lap and lets me steer the Jeep.
Don't bother, Huggy.
Sometimes I let interesting people sit in my lap and steer the plane.
Oh, really?
Really?
Huggy?
Yeah?
Jake tells me you're going to have to fly the rest of your life to pay off what you lost at the crap table.
Good news travels fast, huh? I'll get it back next time.
How come it bumps up and down when there's no road?
The wind does that. You been to the Bahamas before?
No.
The first time's the best for everything. After that, you know too much and nothing's ever quite the same.
What makes a plane go up and down?
Oh, that's easy. You go like this and the houses get bigger. Then you go like this and the houses get smaller. You want to go for a ride?
Yes!
The curly-haired 50-something pilot, Hoagie, banks the six-seater plane landward. He brings it level with the runway. They drive along a coastal road. Ellen stares into space.
Although it's been said many times...
The driver serenades the family.
Merry Christmas to you.
The driver pulls up outside a collection of wooden buildings.
Everybody out! Kenny, hey, slow down!
Can you help me with the bags there, Romeo?
Good, you can take the heavy one.
Thanks, buddy.
Thea swings over the jetty edge on a rope.
Your room's in here.
Grandma, watch me! Grandma!
Thea, get down from there!
Grandma, watch me!
Get down from there! No, it's too dangerous. Don't do that.
Grandma, watch me.
Come on, sweetheart.
But you always let me.
Not today. Come on, Thea.
The other kids are. Daddy, why can't I?
You hear what I said? Come inside the house right now.
Oh, I don't want to. I want
later, right now.
I didn't mean to start all of this.
feel like such a grandma.
Come on, I'll show you around.
You stop making a scene. Right now.
Michael cuddles Ellen.
I'll be all right, Michael.
Good. So will I.
Michael unbolts a garage door. Inside is an iron sculpture, a butterfly shape cut into a circle resting on a right angle.
She calls it, Tourist on the Loose. Local government commissioned it. It's for the public beach.
You forgot to stop the store.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We need milk. Brad?
It's a big unveiling ceremony in a couple of weeks.
You need beer?
Okay, all right, I'll be right there.
Ellen is fraught with worry.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Sees. She breaststrokes gracefully in the azure water. She stops swimming and treads water. She looks around the calm seas. She turns and does a rapid crawl back to dry land. As she makes haste, she is struck on the legs. A great white rips at her flesh. Blood gushes forth. She sits bolt upright in bed. She steadies her breathing. She regains some composure and sinks back onto the pillow. She clutches the pillow. She perspires profusely. The ocean bed. Fishes dart and weave between the coral. A submersible skims through the water.
Will you stop farting around?
Michael! What the hell are you doing down there?
Jake, stop busting my chops.
Listen, you remember what they look like? They hard on the outside, chewy on the inside. Sometimes they come with a little grind attached to them. Move your eyes, man!
Ah, bingo.
Good, how many you got? Come on, Michael, talk to me. Give me some numbers up here. How many you got?
Leave me alone, Jake.
Oh, you're full of shit, man.
You've been down there all damn day. We got nothing to show for it but excuses. Michael, you're tagging the damn things for Christ's sake.
Gotta separate the ladies from the gentlemen first.
Oh, man, don't do that. You move too slow. You got two speeds, slower and slower, and you're moving any damn slower, you're gonna grow roots.
Hold your water, Jake. Guess what? The females have eggs.
Oh, great. So we're gonna just stop everything and pass out cigars now, huh?
Look, we're being paid to see where they go, how they propagate. I'm trying to do it right.
Being paid, we had any decent funding, I'd study their
motor systems, I'd take their temperature readings.
We're getting it done.
That's bull, man. We'd be able to do a decent report for a change and really give them something.
If you leave me alone, I'd be able to do my work.
I know how to tag a damn comp.
Your readings suck, man.
Maybe it's the tags that suck.
No, it's I that made them.
Yeah, well, it's I that put them on,
well,
man.
Obviously, you put them on wrong, Michael.
No. If you'd have made them right, it wouldn't happen.
A
they leak.
A blind man could find more conch on a mountainside.
You couldn't find your ass with both hands.
Yeah, that's not fair, man. You go away, you leave me high and dry, do all the work by myself. You come back acting like a zombie. It's Christmas Eve. We're working overtime because of you.
Hey!
Jake stops belly aching and scrutinizes Michael.
I'm sorry about your brother.
Yo, just take it easy, will you?
The bespectacled Jake advances on Michael.
Jake.
He continues advancing. Jake flings Michael over his shoulder and spins him.
I don't want...
Oh! I missed you, man!
You put me down.
And then he wrote dirty words all over the garage.
He was... Your daddy was five. He was your age.
I'm almost six.
Yes. So is Jake.
Oh, look at that face.
Okay, do the other one.
Jake twirls his braids like antennae.
Now that's closer to the real truth.
Oh, you. This guy was always getting into some sort of mischief.
I got no doubt about that, boy.
Was Uncle Sean ever bad? Did you ever spank him?
Ellen smiles softly. Jake and Louisa look on.
Sharp shirt, Jake.
Hey, may your sex life be as busy as your shirt.
Thank you.
Lovely lady should have a tea set.
Oh, this is a great present.
Ellen gets up quickly and leaves the room.
And a sugar bowl and a creamer.
Ooh. Can I put real tea in it?
Yes, you can put real tea in it.
Can I make sandwiches?
Yes, you can make sandwiches.
Oh dear, you know what we forgot? The Christmas carol.
Carolie girl, yeah. I work down at the grocery store.
Oh, will you stop now, Christmas?
She leans against a porch pillar and stares out at the sea.
I miss him, Mom.
I want you to change your work.
Come on, Mom, please don't start that again.
You could teach, you could write,
I'm not going to quit now.
She averts her gaze.
You're all I have left. I don't want you working in the water.
Mom, what I do is perfectly safe. You know, at the moment, we're collecting big snails. Jake and I are scientists, you know? We're almost PhDs. We know what we're doing. There's nothing to worry about.
Ellen folds her arms. Her face glazes over. Something stirs under the surface of the sea. A great white weaves gently through the balmy waters. A pleasure boat is moored in the shallows. Ellen builds a sandcastle with Thea.
And, well, we have to dig the ditch really deep so the water will go all the way around. And we can swim in it.
You're silly.
You know what? Let's pretend this is Buckingham Palace, and you'll be Princess Di, and we'll have a parade with horses. And you'll ride in a golden carriage, and we'll...
And I can invite Cinderella to...
Ellen stops scooping out her pretend castle driveway. She straightens up hurriedly. She scans the horizon. Ellen peers out at the ocean. She is ankle deep in water.
Grandma? Grandma? What's wrong?
Nothing. Oh, we better get this done before the tide comes in.
It's not nice to be evasive. My mother says that to my father all the time.
Hello, you two.
Hello.
Hoagie rows up to Ellen and Thea.
I don't know why I fish here. I never catch anything. There must be a sign under the water. Beware Hoagie's about.
You're the man who drives the plane.
Flies the plane.
Mostly it's like driving. What's that? An excavation?
We're building a sandcastle and you're invited for tea.
You know why you got no ambition?
Why is that, Jake?
That's what happens when you lead one of them sheltered Norman Rockwell lives.
Norman Rockwell? That's precisely your problem, my friend.
You should talk. You weren't exactly a deprived kid. I think I buy that roots rock reggae bullshit. Forget it. Cut that hair and you're nothing but a three-piece.
Save me from your ignorance, Michael. You know, the bottom line is we've got 3 months left of work and no money left to support it.
Spent it all on beer.
Bahamian Fisheries Department is not exactly Fort Knox, my friend. But, on the other hand, Office of Naval Research, they've got some money.
Well, forget it.
What do you mean, forget it, brother? Money is money.
They put bombs on dolphins.
Michael clambers out of the cabin.
What are you talking, man? I know a guy who got money from them to study eels.
It's pretty hard to put a bomb on an eel.
I want to hear from you on Radio Cage. Michael, man. You guys were out here busting our bungies to get our damn degrees? I'm getting tired of all this paradise shit. It's getting on my last and only nerve, man.
William.
What?
Look at your boy.
What about me?
Man, you're a mental midget and you're still reading all day. If you had mediocrity with fattening, you'd all be whales. And will you knock off that stupid drumming?
Michael grabs his field glasses. He spots Ellen and Hoagie sauntering along the shoreline.
What's it, buddy? Listen to you. You'd like to tough job to off and keep it up.
I don't know why I've told you all of this. I hardly know you.
Sometimes talking to a stranger is easier.
I can't explain it. It's just something I feel.
I always listen to my feelings.
I think I'm going crazy. Nightmares.
Maybe it was an accident.
It's no accident.
Well, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying that maybe there are other possibilities.
When it killed Sean, I knew with absolute certainty it had come for him. I knew that. I know it's coming. I know it's coming.
What's it cost to take a ride on that plane?
The water's coming in! The water's
Depends on where you want to go.
Doesn't matter.
Hurry!
Just like that?
Just like that.
Hoagie smiles. The water laps over the castle.
Take the wheel.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Take the wheel.
No, I can't.
Sure you can.
No, I mean, I don't know how.
Yep, nobody does till they learn.
Hoagie folds his arms. The plane does a nosedive.
What are you doing?
You better take the wheel or we'll be swimming in 5 minutes. Oh, take it easy, take it easy. Hold it gently, she damn near fly herself.
The plane straightens out.
See? Just like driving a car.
Where do I pull off the road?
No, you're doing fine. I'll keep you out of trouble. Relax.
Where are we going?
One time, I was flying supplies up the Amazon when I came down in the jungle. I was picked up by this tribe of headhunters, and they took me to see their chief.
You are impossible.
He took a long look at me. Then took me in his hat. Inside his hat, it's a long pole.
A Bahaman junkanoo, people in brightly coloured costumes sashay past.
What is all this?
Just a little something I arranged to cheer you up.
Tell me, really?
What?
Tell me, what is all this?
It's a local festival. It's called the junkanoo.
Yeah, I tell you, I'm not hearing anything up here, buddy.
How many have you tagged, exactly? How many?
Michael, stop busting my boogie.
Yeah, it's okay for you, but not for me, huh?
Have no fear, Jake is here. I just dropped the mother load. I'm counting.
You better watch yourself with that fancy electrical equipment down there, buddy.
Such a live wire, liable to make your hair stick up funny.
That's good, Michael. William!
Yeah, there's no hope for that, boy.
Jake? Jake, that's a joke.
The shark cruises next to the submersible.
Holy shit!
The shark nudges the submersible.
We got a big fish down here, man.
Oh, yeah? How big?
It launches itself out of the water, its mouth gaping. Ellen senses danger. The shark grapples with the platform.
What's wrong?
The shark tears into the base.
Ellen?
It rips the base to shreds.
Jesus Christ!
It plunges back below the water.
Ellen, what's wrong?
Nothing. Nothing. I'm fine.
No, you're not.
I'm terrific. Come on!
Give it up! You can't keep doing this. I can't keep doing this.
You promised me a drink!
Sharks come and go, Ellen. People have got nothing to do with it.
A drink with an umbrella in it.
Ellen. Give it up. Give it a kick in the ass. Get on with your life. I know what you've been through. Don't worry, the nightmares will go away.
Believe it can be real.
Pat, give me my glasses, man.
Boy, I have never seen nothing so big. Never. I was standing right next to Michael. The blasted thing went right past me, so.
Should have gone for you, Jake. It was right over you. Why did it come up?
What's the hell are doing in World War II anyway, man?
What's the difference, man? It's here. It's only a shark, a great big beautiful shark. You two are making it into something it's not. And it's ours. Don't say anything to anyone, man. Fishermen find out they're gonna try to kill it first thing you know, huh? Michael, we got us a great white. Now we're gonna do some real research, boy.
Do me a favor, will you? Don't say anything about this to my mom.
Hey, man, I didn't mean to, flap my lips, eh?
Jake returns to scouring the waters with the binoculars. Michael gazes down at the sea in horror.
I said to him, where's the disinfectant? He said, I've left it in town. So I said, what are we going to do? So he says, I'll tell you what we'll do. Come back at lunchtime. All the flies will be in the kitchen.
Come to bed. He took her sightseeing. You work? I work. I mean, she needs someone to help her take her mind off things.
Carla wriggles in the bed. She holds up her pink panties from underneath the covers. She flicks them into Michael's chest.
I'll help you take your mind off things, sailor.
Michael leaves the window. He lays across his wife on the bed. They kiss passionately.
It's so okay. Thank you. Good night.
Hoagie proffers his hand. They shake. He briefly holds onto her hand. Their eyes meet. Hoagie steps back out into the pouring rain. Ellen waves. He returns the gesture. Her smile fades. She slips indoors. A sign reads, Paradise Island Casino, Happy New Year. Jake taps his watch and mouths at the croupier, Louisa.
It's okay. That's all right, Jake. I'll check on the table.
Right. Everything on the line.
You're not getting that at all.
All or nothing at all. Here, you want to turn the dice for me?
No.
One more time. Now get ready. You're ready.
Hoagie grasps the dice in his hands and performs a whispered incantation. He kisses the dice. The dice land with one pip on each square visible. Snake's eyes.
Depends on your point of view.
Later on, Louisa, now in a sparkling pink evening dress, strolls over to the Brodies' table.
Yes. It's on the house.
I knew there was a reason I could afford all this.
Thank you, Shirley.
My father used to say to me, Jake, man, you got two loves in your life. What you do and who you're with. Oh.
Happy birthday, Louisa.
Oh, happy birthday, Louisa. Happy birthday.
And a happy new year. Right.
Happy new year, everybody.
Happy new year.
Don't go weak in the knees on me tonight, boy. You're gonna need all the strength you got.
I'm a bad girl. And you're a one-armed piano player once. It took 2 minutes to play the minute waltz.
You're bad, you can get by your tongue. You know you ought to watch out how you talk to Michael and I. We're about to be famous. Hey, tell him about our discovery,
Jake?
No job talk, you promised. You promised.
Ray, would you risk a dance with me, madam?
We'd be sorry.
So will you. I have two right feet.
But that's good because I have two left.
Well, that's a set.
Hoagie escorts Ellen onto the dance floor.
A little quiet tonight. New Year's blues?
No. No.
Come on, it's my party.
He's just mad because he started to count them damn conk in his sleep, you know. Excuse me.
Michael gets up and wanders towards the dance floor.
Mind if I cut in?
Please. The world would be a better place if four sons danced with their mothers.
Michael takes hold of Ellen. Carla looks on.
Michael, stop pouting. You look like you did when you were six and didn't get something you wanted. I like him. I enjoy his company.
Yeah. I don't like him chasing around after you. I don't trust him.
He's not chasing. I'm not running. You are being ridiculous. Look, I've been a pain in the ass and I'm sorry. I'm not going to bother you anymore about your work.
You're not a pain in the ass.
Come on, let me finish. I've been rehearsing this all day. Your brother's death almost killed me. I don't know. I'll never get over it, but I refuse to let myself be run by an obsession. I can't keep on believing it was intentional. I finally figured it out.
Good.
That's it? Good. I thought you'd break out the champagne.
No, I'm pleased.
Come on. Show your mother what a good dancer you are.
Michael waltzes his mother around the room, his face etched with anxiety.
Where is everybody? Down here.
Jake works down below.
Where's Clarence and William?
I gave them the day off.
What for? We got a job to finish. Why are you making the transmit?
It's all part of the master plan, Michael. I'm gonna test it out right now. I'm gonna learn about its motor systems, its heart rate.
Jake holds the sensor to Michael's chest.
We're going to study an animal, a magnificent animal no one really knows that much about. As the sun slowly sets in the west, we bid a fond farewell to the family of Kunk.
What the hell are you talking about?
We write it up, wrap it up, and hand it in, brother. Hey, how come your heart's so stronger than mine? You got two of them?
Wait a minute, we don't write up anything until we're finished.
When I was a small boy, my father said to me, Jake, never do anything today you can put off till tomorrow. And them Kunk gonna be there tomorrow, Michael.
Look, when we got the grant, it was specified that Okay, when I signed on,
when
I agreed that we would
you?
Spend. Jake, we got the grant together.
When we finally got the grant together.
Look, we got 3 months' work left on this thing. We can't write a report. We don't know enough.
Michael, we got a rare bird here. You know that? Huh? Great white don't come down to the Bahamas. Never. Never. We supposed to let an opportunity like that just swim away?
Look, my name goes on the report, okay? It's a half-assed job. I don't get my doctorate, and neither do you.
I thought we were planning a long, rosy future together, man.
So did I.
Michael holds himself up on deck.
Hey. Michael. Anybody home in there at all? Well, you better beam down to Earth with the rest of us. Even if that shark's still in the water, it's not going to be there forever, you know? It's going to figure out the water's too warm, it's going to swim away. Look me in the eyes, boy. Tell me you don't want to study that fish as much as I do.
Michael throws his gear in the dinghy.
Michael, huh? This is what we're trained for. This is what we studied them damn books for.
They stare at each other.
Remember, my name goes on that report, too. It's as important to me as it is to you, right? All right, you like them damn snails. All right, I'll make you a deal. Huh? Listen. We study that shark just for a few days, and it's back to your lovely snails. Now, that's fair, man. That's fair. Come on, indulge me, man.
Jake grips Michael's arm. Michael looks down, then looks at Jake.
I don't know shit about electronics.
Well, you don't know shit about anything. It's time you learn. I teach you how to wear your hair. I teach you how to dance. Come on. Teach you how to box. Come on, follow me. Get your butt down here, man.
Michael's gaze follows Jake, a faraway look on his face. Michael and Carla take out the trash.
This is the third time this month you've forgotten to take it out.
Got a lot on my mind.
Does it take that much to remember what day they come?
My brain is shrinking. You know, there's only so much room for
don't
important things like garbage.
Don't give me that preoccupied scientist crap. I'm trying to get ready for one of the biggest events of my career.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I
well, I thought artists worked with their subconscious, huh? How come it's my responsibility?
Because.
Oh. Okay, now I understand. All you had to do was explain it.
Carla goes into the workshop.
I take out the garbage because. Good, I'm glad we got that straightened out.
Don't have anything straightened out.
Carla turns taps on cylinders and gets goggles from a hook. She looks at Michael. He stares at her.
I'm talking about something.
She puts the goggles on round her forehead.
What's wrong?
Why should there be anything wrong? I'm sitting around the house enjoying my day off. My wife starts yelling at me about the garbage.
Carla raises her eyes and connects up the oxyacetylene torch.
What the hell are we arguing about?
Carla looks up.
I don't know. I don't know.
Carla adjusts the torch.
Hey. No fair, I'm not on.
And don't come any closer.
Turn it off.
No.
Off.
I have work.
Michael smiles. Carla smiles.
I've always wanted to make love to an angry welder. I dreamed of nothing else since I was a small boy.
Carla slowly nods. She reaches for the control.
shut the door.
Uh-huh. Later.
He pulls the shirt off her shoulders.
Michael, shut the door.
They sink to the floor. Clarence throws meat from the boat. Jake has his sensor on a spiked rod. Michael's behind him.
You sure you've done this before?
Well, yeah, lots of times, man. I trust your Uncle Jake, eh?
It's always worked, huh?
Well, thus far.
Jake's tethered. The water reddens. A side of beef hangs from a rope.
Okay, take me out. A little more.
Michael feeds out the rope. The ocean is calm. Clouds line the horizon. Jake leans out, scans the ocean. The surface of the water breaks and the boat and the platform come closer. A dorsal fin approaches.
There it is! Come in! It's come in!
The side of beef hangs over the water as they brace themselves.
You remember how to pull a rope, eh?
Yeah.
The shark's mouth gapes as it breaks the surface, then sinks below it. The side of beef dangles in the water. Jake's eyes dart over the surface. Michael scans the water. The surface of the ocean is undisturbed. Clarence throws in more chunks of meat. Under the surface, the cloud of red water looms larger, and the shark fastens its jaws on the side of beef. From a cloud of red, the shark rises, the meat in its jaws. Jake spears it with the pole.
Yes, you got him, man! Now would be a good time!
The pole is drawn out, the shark dives down.
See that, man?
All right, untie this pole.
Now we're going to see if Uncle Jake's equipment really working, boy.
Jake rushes off. Michael watches the shark's dorsal fin sink from view. The sensor hangs by two cords in front of the shark's gills. At a beachfront restaurant.
Our little island seems to agree with you.
I have my own little island.
Yep, it's so cold in the winter. I tried winter once. Here we are. Burlington, Vermont. I flew a run to New York. Oh, I have a bone in my left foot that hasn't thawed yet. When I was a small boy...
That is not hard to imagine, by the way.
I dreamed of always being warm. What do you want?
Whatever we had last time.
Two Bahama Mamas, please. Stay a while, I'll take some time off.
You're always taking time off.
I like to travel. I'll nick the bus's plane again.
Won't you get in trouble?
Not if he doesn't find out. It's just a hop down to the Caribbean. We spend a few days.
There must be a lot of ladies who'd be glad to go.
Yeah, there are, but... I've grown tired of one-way conversations.
Ellen and Hoagie look at each other.
I have an irresistible urge to kiss you, Ellen Brody.
Why?
Because it would not occur to you why.
Hoagie tilts his head and Ellen smiles.
Blushing suits you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There's nothing to be sorry about.
No, I mean, this whole thing... The whole idea is preposterous.
I don't think so.
You sure you don't need glasses?
I'm a pilot. My vision is perfect.
He leans in and they kiss. The boat trails the shark.
What are we getting out of this whole bucket? She's got it. 9 knots. Shit. We should be keeping up with that damn shark. You sure you got the throttle open, man?
Wide open.
Jake switches on the monitor.
Man, you overgrown goldfish. Come to Uncle Jake.
Jake gets out his field glasses.
How long have you known Hoagie?
What?
How long have you known Hoagie?
What the hell's Hoagie got to do with this?
How long?
I don't know, Michael, since he got here. Will you bring it to starboard?
The boat turns to the right.
When they get here? Who? Hoagie? Christ, man, one day he was just here, that's all.
What do you know about him?
Jake lowers his field glasses and turns to Michael at the helm.
He's after my mother.
What's so funny about that?
You think he's that good enough for your mother, eh? Well, I agree. If it's you and Mama, that pack up and send her home right now. Bring her back. We're going in the wrong direction.
I mean, you know, some of these pilots are flying drugs down here. They're always, he's always going off somewhere. You don't know where
he's going. Come on, Michael. Now bring your boat now.
I am.
Hurry, man. Losing him.
Come on, you must know something about him.
Christ, man, he likes gambling, likes women. Don't bother me.
I hear he flies a lot of private charters.
Damn, we lost him.
The monitor flatlines.
Maybe your gear crapped out.
Jake goes back up top.
You crapped out, flapping your lips about Hoagie.
Through the field glasses, there is no shark to be seen. Michael scans the ocean.
Maybe he's gone.
Jake lowers his field glasses.
All right, Mr. Fish. Come back and find you tomorrow.
Jake gazes out in his shades. Beneath the surface, the huge shark swims by. Ellen's visiting Carla's workshop.
All he did was kiss me.
Well, that's a beginning.
A beginning of what?
To whatever happens next.
Oh. I used to think that I'd be able to handle these situations once I was grown up, but I don't even know if he's serious.
Give it some time, Ellen, and see what happens.
Well, part of me wanted to go off with him. I couldn't.
Carla wipes her sculpture.
I don't know why he wants me.
Maybe he's got good taste.
Yeah, I don't think he spent much time with a woman like you.
No, I don't know what he thinks. I don't know what I think. I don't know why we're even talking about this. This is so silly. I mean, I feel too old to be in this thing.
Well, I hope not. I mean, I am counting on a long, happy sex life.
Thea stands holding the door.
You said it wasn't polite to interrupt people.
Yes, I did.
It's time for tea, Grandma.
Oh, I almost forgot.
I didn't. I put everything in my room. My teddy bear's joining us.
Ellen and Thea walk hand in hand. The shark's jaws drip bloody water. Michael wakes from his dream.
Michael? What is it?
He puts his chin on Carla's shoulder.
It's a stupid dream.
Carla turns away. Michael sits up, then lies back down and stares up. At night, Thea draws. Michael twists a pencil in his fingers and gazes into space. Thea mimics him with her pencil. Michael swigs from a bottle of beer. Thea takes a sip from a glass of milk. Michael strokes his upper lip. Thea does the same. Ellen picks up a stack of towels and stares across at Michael. Michael and then Thea clasp their hands behind their heads. Ellen drops the towels and approaches the table. Michael notices Thea's mimicry. He alters the position of his hands on his head. So does Thea. Michael slides his clasped hands forward over his head, claps his hands over his face. Thea does too. Ellen comes into the kitchen and leans on the fridge. Michael peeps out through his fingers and so does Thea. Michael slides his hands down his face. Thea does the same. His hands held as if in prayer, Michael juts out his jaw, and Thea does too. Ellen smiles and nods. Michael and Thea lower their chins to the table and stare at each other. They bring their faces closer together and suck in their lips like gulping fish. Michael hugs Thea. Ellen smiles from the doorway.
Time for bed, Peanut.
Yep, Daddy's got homework.
Would you let me laugh, Mike?
Yeah.
Mommy's waiting to read his story. Mwah.
Good night, sweetheart.
Good night, Dad. Good night.
Good night. Let's put up our feet and shoot the breeze. Or whatever it is beer drinkers do.
Ellen takes two beers out of the fridge.
Well, Jake always says don't do today what you can put off tomorrow.
Yeah, Jake's got a lot of those.
I'm leaving in a few days. I don't want to do that with you unhappy.
I'm not unhappy.
saw you in theater. You don't know what it did to me. You look just like your father. Do you remember when you guys used to imitate him?
Mom, I gotta get this finished, okay?
I worry about you.
There's nothing to worry about.
I'm your mother. It's my job. Just because you're a man doesn't mean I've retired. I've worked on my smile. It's your turn.
Michael smiles.
That's better.
Michael's in a mini submarine.
Nick, knock it off!
Alright, just don't try to renege on our deal. You got a half a day on the snails and then a half a day on the shark. You got 17 more minutes down there, and you're gonna come up here and we're gonna go look for that shark.
Listen, it's a big ocean, you know? I mean, we could spend the rest of our lives looking for it.
We're gonna find him.
Listen, I got about a half a dozen. I'm gonna tag him, I'm gonna be right out. You hearing anything?
Nothing at all. Just another cool, calm, tickly day in the Bahamas. Just stay within a quarter mile. I got a 3-mile radius on a monitor. If you come within 3 miles, we should have plenty of time to beam your ugly ass up.
Jake stands on the platform, mic in hand. The monitor shows a reading. Jake kneels in front of it. Jake shields the screen from the glare.
Michael, I got him. Michael, he's coming towards you. You better get out of the water now.
All right, I'm coming.
He swims back into the sub and slides inside. He cranks the motor and the propeller starts to spin and the sub moves away across the ocean floor. On deck, Jake scans the ocean through his field glasses. The sub parks a shoal of fish. Michael looks around. The shark appears to his left. It butts into the sub. The sub rolls and the canopy is torn off. The shark is visible through bubbles. The shark's jaws clamp onto the sub. Michael rolls over and over in the sub. Michael hangs upside down from the sub.
Michael
frees himself and swims away as the shark pulls the sub in its jaws. Michael swims across the ocean floor. The shark lets go of the sub. Michael's legs kick frantically. The shark turns towards Michael. Its jaws gape and show its teeth.
Michael
looks back as he swims, clouds of bubbles rising from him. The shark's eye is in close-up. Michael heads for the shelter of a wreck and swims inside. He looks to see if he's pursued. The shark passes by outside the wreck. Michael swims frantically through the wreck. The shark follows Michael into the wreck. Michael looks back, then swims up some steps and through a hatch. He emerges from the hatch and swims on as a shark moves stealthily along. Michael swims up to a door and struggles to open it. The shark approaches. Michael turns to see the shark. The door opens. Michael falls through. The shark's too big for the opening. Michael lies on the bottom of the wreck. The sub comes bubbling up to the surface.
Bank sticks, we're going down.
Bank sticks are no good, man.
Going down, Oliver!
Michael jettisons his oxygen tank, detaches an air pipe and turns the valve. The shark's snout breaks through the wall. The shark is halfway in. Michael uses the oxygen tank to propel himself up. He flies up and out of the wreck towards the surface. He bursts to the surface next to Neptune's Folly and swims for the platform.
Get up. Watch this out,
Pull him over here. Lay him down gently.
Do something for a tourniquet. You gotta stop this bleeding, man.
Easy, man.
You hurt bad.
Here, try this.
Get that wetsuit off.
I'll go get some disinfectant.
You're too cool, man. Don't worry about nothing.
Michael, how are you?
It's under control. All of it.
I think you may be a shark.
Lance, move it.
There's no sign of the shark. Michael lies next to the sleeping Carla. He turns to look at his bandaged arm. He sits on the side of the bed, his head in his hands. The light comes on in the bathroom. Michael stares intently at himself in the mirror.
Hey, what you doing, man?
Nah, no one goes in the water till we know where that fish is.
If off a horse, you get right back on it, you don't ride again. What the hell? What kind of bull crap are you talking? Huh? Falling off a horse, man, anybody's supposed to go back in the water, it's me. Jake, I'm gonna go down.
All right, so, you know, what about Carla's gig? It's almost time, eh?
Michael sits on the edge of the platform. He goes to put on his mask.
Michael, I can't just let you go back down.
Jake has a restraining hand on his shoulder.
I'm scared shitless. What the hell am I supposed to do if I can't come back in that water?
Jake looks at him.
All right, be careful.
Michael pulls on his mask. Michael stands up and steps off the platform. Michael swims down in clouds of bubbles.
Clarence, get up on that shack. Give us some lookout with them glasses, all right?
I hope the man knows what he's doing.
Yeah, well, he's doing what he's got to do, eh?
Michael swims along the ocean floor, clutching his samples bag. He rounds a coral wall and swims on through waving fronds.
Jake, what's that monitor look like? You getting anything on the shark?
Jake looks at the monitor. It flatlines.
Oh, everything's cool. Yeah, I'm thinking about yesterday. It's probably all a mistake.
You're just hungry. You got that tasty look, you know?
Yeah, but how come only me, though, you know?
Maybe he just like white meat.
You're a funny guy, Jake.
A lamprey rears up in front of Michael, but then snakes away. Michael closes his eyes for a moment. Carla's red, spiky, angular sculpture stands above the beach.
It is about art that I wish to speak today. The raw material of art surrounds us all, catching in the net that each and every one of us cast into the current of life. But it takes an art...
Oh, where the hell are they?
Don't be here.
Can I go on the banana boat? Margaret's going, she's with her mother.
Oh, boy.
Leah, you be careful.
I will.
Leah. It's okay, banana boats are fun.
Oh, we should be so lucky. I wish we were out there with her playing.
Margaret, wait for me!
Get to the point, man, as my wife now says. Okay, well, in short, art is peace for the wheel of life. Today, we are privileged to dedicate a work of art. Carla Brody, an artist of growing reputation, was commissioned to express our way of life in permanent form, to show the world what we all know right here on this beach, that it is better in the Bahamas. Ladies and gentlemen, Carla Brody!
Carla steps up.
Commissioner Witherspoon? Mrs. Witherspoon?
Ellen, in a sun hat, gazes out to sea. Behind the banana boat, a dorsal fin juts up out of the water. The dignitaries lean forward. Carla turns. Ellen runs across the sand. Carla mouths, "Oh my God." She sprints towards the sea. The dignitaries rush forward. Carla wades out. On the towed banana boat, shark rises up beside them, jaws gaping. The shark grabs Margaret's mother. The shark has the woman. The towing boat speeds away with the banana boat as the woman writhes in the jaws of the shark. The woman is dead as the shark dives, dragging the corpse down. Blood clouds the water. The punctured banana boat reaches the shore. Ellen gazes out. The children are pulled from the banana boat. The children and rescuers struggle to the shore. Ellen sees the dorsal fin of the shark. Ellen walks up the beach through the crowds of onlookers. A soaking and sobbing Carla carries Thea. Ellen's at the helm of a boat, heading out to sea. She turns the wheel and heads out. The boat cuts through the water. Ellen turns the wheel. The boat sails on. The boat stands out against the azure sea as Ellen, in her shades and jacket, gazes around. Carla clasps Thea. Louisa sits with them. Michael walks into the room.
Honey, I'm sorry I missed you.
Where have you been?
What's the matter? What happened?
Thea was attacked by a shark.
Oh, my God.
The doctors say she should be all right. She's in shock.
Sweetheart? Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I should have known. Jesus.
I should have known what?
Michael holds Thea's face and gazes from Louisa to Carla.
We were trying to keep track of it. The shark.
Shark? You knew?
I thought it went away. It came after me yesterday.
She could have been killed. You knew? And you didn't tell us? You let your mother think all this? How could you do that?
Where's my mother?
Your own daughter?
Where is my mother?
Why didn't you tell us?
Where's Jake?
Why didn't you tell us?
Michael sees that the boat has gone.
Michael!
Michael runs towards Jake's house. Michael runs through the water to a boat. Ellen sails on through the ocean. Ellen looks out, a furled sail alongside her. As Michael steers, Jake hails Hoagie, fishing from a small boat.
Hoagie, did you see our boat?
I just got here.
My mother took it.
I hope she's a good sailor.
A shark attacked me and some kids. She went after the damn thing.
She's gone after it?
Yeah, we gotta stop her.
You going after her, Nat? You'll take all day in that bathtub.
You got a better idea, man?
Hoagie, Michael and Jake take off in a small plane.
I'll radio her position and the rescue boats will come and pick her up, so don't worry.
She'll be fine, partner. She'll never find that bloody shark, man. We couldn't. It'll find her. What do you mean it will find her?
She said it was coming.
What do you mean she said it was coming? What do you know about it?
Well, she's got the idea in her head that the shark that killed Martin and Sean is following the family.
Hey, he's not talking about our shark, eh?
What do you do when you're not flying people? I deliver laundry. Hold on. What's that? Let's have a look.
A white boat's just ahead. They fly over. It's not Ellen. Hoagie waves to the boat.
It's a big ocean out there.
They look around. There are no other boats in view. Ellen peels off her jacket. An unfurled sail stretches out in front of her. Something approaches through the water. Hoagie's plane passes over an island.
Can
Can this thing go any faster?
If I go any faster, this thing will turn into a flying quizzing arm and we'll all be diced into oblivion.
Ellen is oblivious as something approaches the stern of the boat. Ellen scans the sea. She looks out over the stern. She steadies herself on a boom as she sees the dorsal fin of the shark. She cuts the motor and removes her sunglasses. The shark comes closer and closer.
Come and get me, you son of a bitch.
The shark closes in. Jake points dead ahead from the back seat of the plane.
There she is. That's her right there.
The shark is 50 meters from the boat.
Is that what I think it is?
It's the dorsal fin of the shark.
Huh? Hold on.
The plane wheels around and comes down low. The plane reaches the boat as a shark rises at its stern, jaws gaping. Ellen falls. They look back from the plane. Ellen gazes up from the deck of the boat as the plane wheels around. The shark cannot be seen on the darkening ocean.
Thomas, my boy, you there? This is Zero Papa Alpha here.
Bogey, where the hell are you?
I'm 12 miles southeast of Emerald Key. Look for a catch called Neptune's Folly.
Ellen lies on deck by the wheel.
I need a couple of boats fast and somebody who can kill a shark. A big one.
What are you doing?
I'm practicing landing. Hang on to your socks, lads.
Hey, wait a minute, man. You sure you know how to do this?
Of course not. What kind of pilot do you think I am?
The plane puts down on the sea. Spray flies over and around the cockpit as the plane bounces along. The plane comes to a halt near the boat. Ellen gazes out at the plane.
Nice! Hell, that wasn't half bad. Get out of here, I'll keep it busy.
No, it's gonna come to the plane. It's attracted to the electromagnetic impulse of the metal on it.
Get the bloody hell out of here!
Michael!
Michael and Jake dive into the water. They can be seen from far below as they swim from the plane. Michael and Jake reach the boat.
Passengers, you're all the same. Complain, complain.
Oh, shit.
Hoagie retreats as a shark attacks. The shark gnaws at the cockpit.
Hoagie!
The plane starts to sink with the shark. Ellen, Michael and Jake watch as the plane goes under. Jake climbs on top of the cabin and sees the plane disappear. A slight frothing of the surface is all that is left.
Why'd you come out here?
Michael and Ellen gaze bleakly out. Michael enfolds his mother in his arms.
Why'd you come out here? Why'd you bring
Mom,
her? Why did you bring
Mom, her? Why did you take the boat?
It kept
did
coming.
Did you realize what you were doing?
I had to do it. There was nothing else to do.
Mom, you shouldn't have done it.
I tried to tell you. I tried.
Ellen lays her head against Michael's chest.
Hey! Give me a hand here for Christ's sake.
Okay! How the hell did you do that, man?
It wasn't easy, believe me.
Michael and Jake haul him aboard.
You all right, man?
Bloody hell.
Get us started, double time.
The breath on that thing.
You are alive.
Oh, let's get out of here, Alan Brody. Oh.
Good, this thing's still working.
That's your engine, pal. I'll have a look at it.
Hoagie lifts the engine cover. The monitor shows a jagged line.
Oh, shit, he's close, man. What is that sound?
That's the shark's heartbeat. Hoagie, see if you can get that thing finished, man. Michael, give me a hand out here, man. I got an idea.
We're taking water down here. Helen, stop pumping here.
Ellen doesn't move.
Ellen! Get the bilge pump!
What's going on? What do you need? All right, get the transmitter up for the radios and hook it up to this here straw.
Just do it.
Oh, we gotta get that engine
started.
Michael,
damn it, just do it!
If that shark attacks us again, we're gonna feed that big boy a meal he won't forget.
Better have something good going over there. We've got a rotten house here.
There's a sparrow one down there somewhere.
What do you want to do with this? I'm rigging the receiver. If it works, we get it inside that bastard, and then we set it off.
I got it. We're rigging an antenna on this. We got a slave unit that's shot the hell out of it.
Right, you're learning, partner.
The jagged green lines on the monitor.
He's getting closer.
They spend half their lives looking for food and the other half eating it. They don't care what it is.
Maybe he's not indigestion. He's already eaten my plane.
It's not food he's after.
Michael, turn on your switch. I'm gonna get a test here.
Anybody ever tell you you're nuts?
All the time, partner. This is all theory, though. If it responds to external electrical impulse, it might respond to one coming from inside it. Confuse him, drive him crazy. All right, give me a test. Good.
The monitor flatlines.
You better get up here! The heartbeat stopped!
Michael rushes up to the monitor.
Either he's gone or your gear's crapped out again.
That's bull, man. My equipment don't crap out. He'll be back.
Get me to Boat Hook. Maybe he had a heart attack. Too much fatty food. Humans are full of cholesterol, you know.
Give me that hook.
Shit, where the hell is he?
The surface of the sea is undisturbed.
Give me that line, Michael. Right there.
Michael points.
There he is!
Ellen stares.
Fire the engine! Ellen, try to start the engine!
Ellen goes and presses the starter.
Son of a bitch! Let's get out of here!
No, it's too late, Hoagie. It's gonna come for us! Give me a hard point!
Hoagie spins the wheel.
Come on, now look, look, no time for anything. Come on.
Jake, you can't go out there without a line!
Jake climbs out along the bowsprit.
Keep it steady! It's gonna come back!
Jake stands with the receiver on the boat hook. There's no sign of the shark. Ellen gazes around. There's still no sign of the shark.
He's disappeared! He's gone!
Jake stands poised at the bow. The shark looms up out of the water. They watch as it leaps up at Jake on the bowsprit. Jake thrusts the receiver down its gaping throat. Jake starts to fall. Michael lunges. Ellen gives a silent scream. Hoagie watches as the bowsprit snaps. Michael falls back. Jake's head and shoulders protrude from the shark's jaws. Hoagie looks down. Michael at the bow sees the shark twist and dive. Jake surfaces, then dives, Jake and the boat hook in its jaws in the pinkening water as it descends. Michael stands gazing at the surface of the water. A slight frothing remains on the surface. Ellen gazes out. Hoagie leans on a spar. Water pours into the engine compartment.
We're taking too much water. It'll stop the engine. Ellen, take the wheel. We've got to outrun it. Ellen!
Ellen moves to the wheel. Michael gets to his feet, removes the rope from around his waist and goes down into the cabin. Ellen is at the wheel. Michael has another receiver.
That thing gonna work?
It'll work. Jake says it'll work. This kind of charge, it'll drive it crazy.
The shark's dorsal fin churns up the surface as the shark makes a charge. Ellen flashes back to Sean's death as he's dragged beneath the surface. Ellen flashes back to Thea and her friend's mother and the shark's attack on the banana boat. Ellen flashes back to her husband Martin taking aim with a rifle. Ellen turns the wheel as the shark dives. Michael stands on the cabin roof with the receiver. Michael fires the transmitter strobe link up. As it flashes, the shark rises up out of the water. Michael fires again. The shark sinks. Michael taps the side of the transmitter. The shark swims back towards them. Michael taps urgently on the transmitter.
Sweet Jesus, they're headed straight for it! Come about, Ellen! Ellen, come about!
Ellen pushes Hoagie away. Michael taps at the transmitter. It flashes. The shark rises out of the water. Ellen flashes back to Martin, taking aim.
Smile, you son of a bitch!
The shark explodes in a mass of blood and guts. The boat's destroyed. Michael, Ellen and Hoagie are thrown into the water as the headless shark sinks, trailing clouds of red. Ellen and Hoagie float amongst the wreckage.
Michael! Come over here!
Michael surfaces.
Michael!
It's all right, I'm okay!
Jake floats on his back.
Jake! Michael, you got a minute! It's Jake!
Michael swims over to Jake.
Son of a bitch!
I told you, Uncle Jake's equipment don't crap on it.
Ellen and Hoagie cling to wreckage.
You're not gonna do something stupid like dying, are you?
Oh, man. I way too mean for that.
All right. Here you go.
Hoagie puts his arm around Ellen.
So from now on, we gotta study snails, eh?
People climb aboard a small plane. The pilot leans out.
Get in, Ellen Brody, you'll miss your plane.
Bye, bye.
Okay.
Be
careful.
Okay. See
ya. Take good care of Jake.
I will.
You gonna be okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ellen climbs in.
When I come back, remind me to tell you about the time I took 100 knots to Nairobi.
Hoagie closes the cockpit window. Carla waves. Michael holds Thea in his arms.
There they were. 100 knots, playing guitar, and singing. The heroes are alive with the sound of music. Here am I, God, for thee.
ITFC audio description.